Hi there, and welcome to the Engage Customer Podcast, where you'll discover the latest insights, opinions, and trends within the industry. This podcast is proudly sponsored by Salesforce, the world's number one service platform. With Salesforce, you have a 360-degree view of your customers, empowering agents and making interactions easy for your customers. The result? Deeper customer relationships built on intelligence, empathy, and trust. Visit sfdc.co/customer-service to find out more.
Today, our editor, Lizzie Acas, is delighted to be joined by Jerry Wisniewski, Managing Director for Technology UK and Ireland at Edelman, and case study presenter at our 2019 Customer Engagement Summit. Jerry oversees Edelman's technology practice and is co-head of Assembly, which services Microsoft's Xbox, commercial, corporate, and internal communications business out of London. She has nearly 20 years of experience working with brands in the UK, across EMEA, and internationally in strategic client counsel, brand positioning and communications, planning, thought leadership, media relations, and integrated marketing communications. She is passionate about diversity and inclusion and has a leadership role within Edelman, overseeing initiatives including BAME 2020 and working to improve practices around hiring, developing, and nurturing diverse talent.
Hi, Jerry. It's lovely to speak with you today. You are the Managing Director at Edelman, and it was great to hear you speak about your case study, Trust in the Customer Experience, insights from the Edelman Trust Barometer at our Customer Engagement Summit in November. Today, we're going to be delving a little deeper and expanding on some of the key points that you made in your case study talk. And if you're ready, let's get started.
Thank you. Look forward to talking it through.
So just to kick us off, can you give us an introduction to Edelman for our listeners that may not be familiar?
Of course. So Edelman is the world's largest global independent communications firm, and we help our clients earn trust through communications and PR. We're about 5,500 people worldwide in 60 markets across the world. We do work across corporate affairs, technology, which is my deep specialism and sector expertise, health, financial communications, brand and more. And we have specialties in crisis communications, purpose, employee experience, content, digital and creative, meaning we really span the whole breadth of communications and marketing services. And we're very proud to work for some of the leading and challenger brands across the world.
Lovely, thank you. And in your talk, you explained the many benefits of trust within a company. Can you talk us through these, please?
Yeah, of course. So we've been gathering data about trust for nearly 20 years in the Edelman Trust Barometer. We have many proof points collected over those years to demonstrate why building trust with customers and stakeholders is so critical. Trusted companies have greater license to operate. For example, only one in five people in our study say they would lobby for more regulations for companies they trust versus two in five for distrusted businesses. Secondly, trusted companies have better relationships with consumers. Customers you trust, who trust you, are more likely to buy, advocate, and defend you. And three quarters of people, according to our data, say they actively recommend a business they trust. So that means they'll be willing to pay a premium. They'll want to try your innovations first, your latest innovations first, will stick with your brand, even if a competitor is getting better reviews or is more innovative or greener. And trusted companies have customers who are more likely to be proactively advocating for the brand, so they'll be liking or rating what your brand is saying on social media, participating in creating the brand's content, and they'll defend your brand if they ever hear someone criticising it, and will stick with you even if something goes wrong. Thirdly, trusted firms have trusted employee relationships. So our data says that 7 in 10 people are proud to work for companies they trust, compared to half who are embarrassed to work for companies they distrust. So trusted companies are also more likely to have employees that will recommend them as a great place to work. So these are also employees who are going to advocate and defend you. Number four, we see that trusted companies are more likely to receive institutional investment and investor opportunities. So when considering what drives investment decisions, investors say, my trust in the company is the single most important factor compared to 17 other factors that we measured, including financial valuation and engaged board of directors. So that's hugely important. And trusted companies are also more likely to outperform the stock market. So over a one-year period, trusted company stocks outperform their sector indexes by more than 5%, So what that equates to is an average of 9.4 billion extra market cap per trusted company. So again, you can see how the numbers are stacking up. And then finally, trusted companies are much more resilient in the face of a crisis or a risk. So in the case of something terrible happening or some adverse event, trusted companies lose 4.7% points less than distrusted companies. So when you take that all together, you can see that there are huge and significant benefits being a trusted company and ensuring you have that strong customer reputation.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And you've just mentioned the Edelman Trust Barometer. Can you please tell us about the 19th Edelman Trust Barometer that you mentioned in your talk?
So the broad story around the Trust Barometer is that the world we're seeing is that the world has never been more divided. Distrust continues to dominate amongst the general population. So you'll see that of the 26 countries that we surveyed last year, 15 are distrusting, and that's, you know, quite a significant amount. That's nearly half of those, that's more than half actually, of those we surveyed. Many Western European markets tend to fall into that distrusting camp. You'll see Spain, the UK, Ireland, France and Germany are some of the most distrusting of the institutions that serve them. And there were lots of reasons probably for that over the last year. There's a lot of political uncertainty and upheaval across the board, so we see that impacting some of the survey findings. We also saw a really modest rise in trust amongst the four institutions. So we look at NGOs, business, media and government. And NGOs and business are the most trusted amongst both the informed public and the general population. But trust in all institutions increased year on year. But I think what's interesting to note is that the government and media are still distrusted, which is something that seems to be improving, again, just modestly this year. We also looked at trust across many sectors, across 15 sectors, and trust in tech in particular remains at an all-time high. It's the highest of all the sectors and by quite a high margin, about 8 points compared to the next most trusted sector, which was quite surprising to us, I think, because it had felt, at least amongst those people that are informed, that it had been an unrelenting year of issues for tech companies. The media, you'd seen, you know, data privacy scandals, you'd seen reports of election manipulation, security breaches, crisis in leadership, and a discussion about the sort of growing power and influence of large tech companies, particularly those in Silicon Valley. So this, the term techlash became a thing last year, which we saw, and it was even a runner-up in the Oxford English Dictionary's Word of the Year. So we were kind of unsure about what our study would show, but clearly there's still high trust in this sector. And we think that's because when you think about the general population, what they think about technology, technology is usually, it's your phone, it's your iPad, it's, yes, your social networks, but they have a personal benefit to you. I'm able to connect with, you know, my friends and family across the world. They don't necessarily equate trust in tech with some of the issues that are deep in the sector necessarily. So it remains to be seen where tech goes in our 20th trust barometer. But that's the overall sort of picture for trust.
Amazing, thank you. And just following on from that, can you please explain the fears around technological progression that you explored in your talk?
Yeah, so I think this was a year when, at least in the media coverage, people were unsure about what tech's impact is on me personally. There were worries about what tech's impact and legacy on society. You know, we saw entrepreneurs and investors warning that AI may be the ultimate threat to humanity. And then we also saw this rising expectation of employees in tech firms. We saw tech firms, you know, their employees walking out, protesting, saying that they, you know, didn't want to work for companies that necessarily sell to the military, or saying they were going to walk out because of alleged discrimination or sexual harassment or assault. So there were signs that, despite trust being at this high, that the tech sector is in a precarious position. So there are some things going on under the surface which mean that this may be quite an unstable foundation. So what we're seeing in our data is that there are concerns people have about tech companies' power over information, and 65% of respondents said technology companies have too much power to determine what news and information people see or not. And that's really quite significant. There are also concerns that tech puts profit before customers. Nearly half of the respondents said they feared the pace of innovation and they felt that disruption was happening too fast and people didn't understand how those disruptions were going to affect their lives and those benefits or those new technologies were not going to benefit people like them. People were worried about losing their jobs due to automation. And these fears are really real to people, and the tech sector needs to do a good job of addressing all of those to ensure they build strong trust.
Great, thank you. And can you please tell us the ways in which tech companies can help to ease these fears?
So, yeah, I think there's a strong desire for people to get guidance through these changes, and people are looking to those trusted institutions, especially business is one of the most trusted institutions, to show them the way. So technology companies, businesses, and organisations operating in this sector, in this sphere, have a responsibility to guide society through these disruptions that they are part of and address the positive and the negatives of disruptions so people can feel better prepared and supported. So in that way, tech needs to be a force for positive change. And people are worried, and they're worried about their jobs and how their jobs are going to be affected by innovation. So, you know, there really has to be a much better job done of guiding those people through those changes. And there's this global rising tide of people who feel that profits and the greater good are not mutually exclusive. So they want to see positive societal change in their communities and feel that tech companies and organisations in the sector are able to do so without sacrificing their profits. So firms need to have a very clear message and positioning to show that they are doing things that add value in their communities and are not just seeking profits at the impact of purpose.
Great, thank you. And in your talk, you also highlighted the importance of leading change from the inside out. Can you talk us through this, please?
Yeah, so the tech sector is showing really strong levels of trust, and employees that work in this sector trust the sector even more. So they can be ideal potential advocates, so and potentially your best ambassadors. So tech employees expect their employers to be part of this solution. And the majority say that it's critically important for their employer to respond and talk about challenging times and sensitive subjects. So this includes not just industry-related issues, but also political events when it comes to national crises and also or any issues of concern to employees. So employees want to work for a company that offers leadership which makes an effort for the common good, one that stands up for them and their shared values. So we like to say we think of this concept as your employer brand. So the company needs to really go back to its core, look at the values it stands for, defend them irrespective of how it impacts certain sections of their stakeholders, and just really have a strong view of how they can build trust amongst their employees.
Great, thank you so much. And just to finish us off, can you give us any insight into what we might be able to see next from Edelman in this area?
Oh, wow. I wish I could give you something. I mean, next year is going to be our 20th year, so expect there will be a big fanfare. We know that everyone anticipates it and looks out for it. I can't predict what it's going to show, but I do know there will be even more detailed cuts around specific sectors. So we're working on a health tech version of the data of sector cut this year, which should be pretty exciting because health is an emerging, health tech at least, sorry, is an emerging sector where we're seeing this combination of technologies from AI and blockchain and IoT and wearables coming together. So that's going to prove like a really fruitful and interesting area for us to look into. But yeah, I can't give away too much, but I would say look out for it. Should be coming out in February next year, so not too far away now.
Amazing. That sounds like exciting times ahead. Thank you. Those are all of the questions that I have for you today. I hope everyone listening has enjoyed this discussion. Thank you for tuning in. And thank you so much again, Jerry. It's been lovely to speak with you and hear more about this.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. I appreciate it.